The deteriorating security situation in the Central African Republic is hampering delivery of assistance to nearly 2.6 million people. This warning has come from United Nations humanitarian agencies as inter-ethnic tensions and violence continue to grow. There is fear that this may escalate to large-scale massacres in the country, where there has been a breakdown of law and order following the ouster of the government by the Seleka Rebel Coalition in March. Thousands of people have been displaced by fighting between self-defense units and former Seleka fighters in the country. According to the UN Human Rights Office, the armed groups are targeting civilians in their homes and in camps for displaced people. Rupert Colville, spokesperson for the Human Rights Office in Geneva, says the latest clashes on Thursday left dozens of people dead.
An exact number is not available at the moment, but could well be more than 100, including at least 7 children. Hundreds of other people were also injured. On Thursday, between 4 and 5 a.m., coordinated attacks with heavy weapons were reported to have taken place in 4 areas of Bangui, including Camp Kasai. These attacks are alleged to have been carried out by self-defense militias known as Anti-Balaka, with support from well-equipped but not clearly identified elements.
Mr. Colville says that several former Seleka officers are reported to have been killed during the attacks, which lasted several hours.
In retaliation, Muslim civilians were allegedly given weapons by the ex-Seleka forces, and retaliatory attacks between Christian and Muslim communities were reported in numerous locations in the capital. Ex-Seleka soldiers reportedly executed 10 people in a hospital.
Jens Lerke, spokesperson for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, says relief agencies are concerned about this escalation of violence in the Central African Republic.
It is still too early to give a comprehensive assessment of the humanitarian impact of this renewed violence, but an increase in displacement is very likely. The humanitarian coordinator at the interim in the Central African Republic calls on all armed groups to ensure the protection of civilians from the effect of hostilities and to allow the impartial and neutral provision of humanitarian aid. The humanitarian community in the Central African Republic is ready to carry out rapid assessments to identify the needs and assist the people affected by the recent violence as soon as security conditions permit.
The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, is particularly concerned about the plight of children who are always the most vulnerable in conflict situations. Marixi Mercado is UNICEF spokesperson in Geneva.
It's been a year now since the start of the conflict. All of the children in the Central African Republic are affected, and they're increasingly becoming victims of this violence and also into being drawn into the fighting. We have 2 confirmed incidents of attacks on children and women, one from 2 weeks ago in Mboki and one in Bwali from 3 days ago. As the situation in Bangui and in the rest of the country shows now, there can be no further delay in action to protect children and the families of the Central African Republic.
The latest violence in the Central African Republic is forcing people to flee the country, says Adrian Edwards, spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR.
A growing number of people are now fleeing across the Ubangi River and seeking shelter in the town of Zongo in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Yesterday, close to 700 people had crossed. More were arriving this morning. Our colleagues in Zongo are verifying the number of arrivals along the river. These people are mainly staying in a school at Gabala, a village about 12 kilometres from Zongo. The school is a former refugee transit centre and it has facilities for receiving refugees.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is closely following the situation in the Central African Republic, says a statement by his spokesperson. On Thursday, the Security Council authorized an African Union-led mission to protect civilians and restore public order in the country. Derek Mbata, United Nations.